Thank you for joining us today on Drawing Near. This ongoing study of the Bible is designed to help and encourage us to draw near to God through the study and application of His Word. If you have questions about the Bible or your walk with the Lord Jesus, feel free to reach out to me through my email address in the description section of this podcast. As we have seen, not everyone within the body of Christ can be trusted. Paul has been warning Timothy about individuals who engage in ungodly and unprofitable conversations, whose character is such that he's not even to associate with them. It's amazing how much of our character is reflected by our conversation. Today on Drawing Near, Paul concludes his warnings prior to instructing Timothy in the ways of a godly man. Let's take our Bibles and turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3 and study, "Their folly will be revealed." And as we prepare for today's study, let's pray together. Father, as we come before you today, we acknowledge your greatness, your sovereignty, your holiness. Lord, we are always and utterly dependent upon your grace and mercy. Give us wisdom and discernment in understanding your truth. And then help us to apply your truth to our relationships, that we may be able to discern those individuals who corrupt the body of Christ with their conversation and their character. Father, help us not to be judgmental or condemnatory, but help us to see and understand, to discern and behave with wisdom. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Let's begin by looking at some of the things Timothy has already been told by the Apostle Paul. In chapter 2, Paul urged Timothy to remind individuals and charge them not to strive about words to no profit. He said that they are to shun profane and idle babblings that will increase ungodliness. Later in the chapter, he says that the servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach and patient. He is to be humble. In chapter 3, he begins by discussing perilous times and that individuals will be corrupted by pride and self-serving, and he gives a long list of those kinds of traits that individuals will have. And these individuals, many of them will be within the church. They will have a form of godliness, but deny its power. And Paul says, from such people turn away. So he gives these warnings about the kind of individuals that Timothy will have to contend with, especially in his ministry. And that's an amazing thing for many people. We think that the people within the church are all trustworthy. They're all there for the right reason. They have the right doctrinal belief. They understand Scripture. They may struggle from time to time, but by and large, they're good people. We need to be discerning. We need to be critical thinkers. We need to be listening carefully to conversation and then go forward. In 2 Timothy 3, verses 6 through 9, Paul concludes his warnings prior to telling Timothy what kind of man he needs to be in the ministry. In verse 6, he says, "For of this sort are those who creep into households and make captives of gullible women loaded down with sins, led away by various lusts. They're always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now as Jannes and Jambres resisted Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds disapprove concerning the faith, but they will progress no further, for their folly will be manifest to all, as theirs also was." This is pretty direct, even graphic language. When you talk about the sort of individuals who creep into households and make captives of gullible women loaded down with sins, led away by various lusts, that's pretty graphic. I want us to consider a couple of things. First, in Paul's day, as he's writing to Timothy, the influence in the community was largely a local influence. They didn't have the telephone, they didn't have social media, they didn't have television or radio. They could only hear the people who came to their town or who were within their town or church community. Today, that's very different. You can go on Facebook and see all sorts of quips and comments and quotes by individuals who put out content all over the place, And people just take these little snapshots of the content, they put them on their Facebook site, and then they approve of them and spread them further. So not only do individuals, through their own content, spread their thoughts and ideas, other people, liking them and sharing them, spread that knowledge exponentially. It's an amazing thing. And if you share knowledge that actually isn't biblical, doesn't reflect the words, the theology of God, you're taking part in doing exactly this. We need to take responsibility about being discerning. Gullibility doesn't affect just one gender. There are all sorts of men who are deceived, who are gullible, who are open for misinformation regarding the things of Christ. And they don't have to knock on our door to get into our households. They can come in through a lot of different sources and influences. We need to recognize the need to pay attention. We need to take responsibility for what we hear and especially what we send forward. Notice that individuals are led away because they're gullible, they are loaded down with sins, and they are led by various lusts. These individuals have character flaws themselves. Not only are erroneous teachers corrupt, but there is a corruption within the hearer as well. And these two get together, and they divide, and they influence the body of Christ. We need to be careful about what we hear and what we're open to. Being deceived is a real problem. We often have a strong tendency toward believing that we are right, toward trusting other individuals, and we need to scrutinize information as it comes to us. All information. We need to know the Word of God and apply the truths and principles, the teachings of the Word of God, to our lives and the lives of those around us. We need to develop a filter so that the fluff and the foolishness of sin doesn't penetrate our lives and influence us and those around us. We don't want to be negative, critical, condemnatory, but we do want to be critical in our thinking. We want to evaluate in light of God's Word all of the information that comes to us, whether it's secular or spiritual. The other thing I want to point out real quick here is this. Today in our society, we have women teachers as well as men teachers. It's not just certain men who are taking advantage of certain gullible women, but it's certain women as well who are taking advantage of women and men in their teaching. There's this predator-prey mentality, and often we can see that individuals are doing what they're doing for serious financial profit. I'm not going to travel down that road very far today, but there are a lot of motivations behind this kind of behavior. Notice the last thing in this passage. These individuals have always been around. Paul goes back to Jannes and Jambres under Moses, and he said they resisted the truth just like these individuals who are negatively influencing individuals within the body of Christ. He describes them as men of corrupt minds, disapproved concerning the faith. They have a flaw in their thinking. Their thinking is not biblical. They're always learning, never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. In other words, they don't think right in the first place. The problem's not with the truth of the Word of God. The problem is with their character, with their way of thinking. They receive the Word of God through a filter that is corrupt. As a result, their lives are disapproved concerning the faith. Their lives don't match up with the Word of God. Their values, their thinking, their morality, their understanding, they are disapproved concerning the faith. We as Christians need to be discerning. We need to have wisdom. We need to slowly and deliberately ingest and understand the Word of God, allowing it to correct our thinking, to correct our character, to mold and shape us. We need to be humble, submissive, and pliable to the Word of God. And then we need to carefully consider all the information that comes to us. Now, I don't know about you, but this has been a lot of information about this kind of thing in these last several podcasts. I'm looking forward to the positive instruction, not just the warning, but the positive instruction that follows. And Lord willing, we'll be able to dig into that starting in our next study. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the way you care for us. You warn us. You correct us. You give us the information we need if we'll only embrace it, and we would be protected from this kind of thing. Sadly, Father, many people who will hear this will not think that they are the ones who are easily deceived, that they are the ones who are gullible. They will just assume that they know and the problem lies elsewhere. And that's at the very heart and foundation of self-deception, not considering yourself as a possible target. Father, continue to open my eyes. As a pastor and a teacher, I come across a lot of information in books and in my studies that's not accurate. Help me to draw near to you and your word and allow that to influence my understanding. Guide me, Father, in the way of everlasting life. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for studying with us today. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever podcasts are shared. Drawing Near is a ministry of FBC Tip City based on the promise that if we will draw near to God, He will draw near to us.